Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
Hey, it's so good to have you back in the studio. Oh,
it's so exciting.
It's like I had never left.
Level one, we love it. I think we've talked to you about this before, but I do just have to say the pizza peel situation that you had at Time Out Books of shoveling books out the door to people during level three was really inspirational.
Oh,
social distancing done very innovatively.
It was truly the best device for what you were using it for.
It's like it's gave someone their book with while poking them to not come closer to me. Because, you know, people come closer and closer to you while they're talking.
And you're like, no, stay back.
Stay back with my big pizza stick.
But I think I can say that's going into the Auckland Museum's COVID collection.
That's so super exciting.
Very weird time to live through.
Yeah. It was. But we've survived. We've cracked on through. We know a lot of people have at least been buying books during this crazy time. But I've read a really great book during lockdown. I read lots of great books, which was awesome.
Oh, so was this a during lockdown read for you?
Yes, and actually, it was level three. I couldn't get my hands on it, so I had to read it. I made the publisher send it to me on a PDF, and I read it that way. But I'm lucky to have the paperback now.
Awesome.
That was before we could send stuff. So this is called Fake Baby, and this is by Amy McDade, and it's published by Penguin Random House New Zealand. She's an Auckland-based writer.
Oh, cool.
And that's what we love, reading a lot of New Zealand fiction during this, during all the time. And so what we have in this book are three quite kooky characters. We have Stephen. He's been caught masturbating at Waikumete Cemetery.
Ooh. Bit awkward.
Not a good look.
Janvi, she's got a very sad backstory, but she had a newborn baby that died, and she's in a lingerie store, and she steals one of those really real babies from the woman that works at the lingerie store.
Yeah,
they're worth about $5,000 to $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So she takes that, names him James, and brings him home to her husband and is like, well, this is our new baby. And Lucas, our third character, he's a pharmacist, and it's his 40th birthday. He's waiting for his cake to be brought out by his colleagues. They don't seem to really, you know, be onto it. And
Lucas, broke my heart.
And he's also just realised that he mixed up two medications for some of his clients, and a very elderly, very regular client has just gone into hospital because given her the wrong medication.
Lucas!
And he's wondering if he should tell somebody. So over 9 days, we follow these characters all around Auckland, Queen Street, Kahangarapi Road, Newlyn and Green Bay, as they take these problems that they have and try and work them out. And they have these, they're loosely connected. But this is such a wry, dry, humid book while navigating really intense insights into mental health and medical systems in New Zealand.
That's super interesting.
So I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Stephen is this character who he has mental health issues, like quite severe. And at first I found him the hardest character to get into because it's quite jarring.
Right.
She does a lot of wordplay, and it's like the words are pinging around at you and you're like, oh, what's happening? What's happening? Mm. But actually that you get used to that, and that's really, it's really cool. It's really clever.
Awesome.
To see the switches of style. Janvi, I have this deep empathy for her.
Mm.
You know, especially she's our only female character, main character, and going through something so tragic, but then being seen as this truly crazy woman from other people.
Mm.
And then Lucas is just way more comic. He kind of reminds me of Don Tillman from The Rosie Project, that really kind of like Asperger's-y type character.
I loved that book. That
book. Just a good tender read. So I just love reading comedy in New Zealand fiction.
Awesome.
And this is it. This is her first book.
I was going to say, would we have read something of hers before? But no.
I think Penguin have done a really really great job in finding this. And you can actually see an interview with her on the Auckland Writers Festival Writers series, because of course she was one of those authors that was meant to be at the festival and couldn't be there. So
old COVID. Shake my fist.
But I think maybe I wouldn't have picked this up. I'm not sure if it wasn't for COVID. So yeah, great cover, great book.
Oh, sounds I'm fantastic. So keen to read this. It sounds fantastic.
And can people come and grab this from Time Out? What's the deal?
Yes, you can. We're just selling piles of everything. What I also want to point out is Amy is also a neonatal nurse. So I think that
that's really cool.
Her insight into medical systems in New Zealand and women and babies and loss of babies and that's another element.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. So remind us of the name and the author.
Fake Baby, Amy McDade, Penguin Random House, New Zealand, $36. Come to Time Out and pick it up. Our stock's really delayed at the moment, but it is on a boat. It's on a boat.
Fantastic.
And I'm tracking it here. And we've sold out of what we've got, and we've got another big pile coming.
Excellent. And also, you can get a discount with your B card.
Yes, definitely. So,
primo. And you don't have to poke people with a pizza peel anymore, so it's a good time.
No more poking. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Lovely to have you back.
That was Loose Reads.
It's